This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam, the National Psychology Examiner for Examiner.com, and on this podcast, I just basically talk about things in psychology that I think are interesting. And one of the first things you learn in psychology is this thing called priming that I think is really cool. I love learning about priming. Have you ever dusted off an old record you had from long forgotten and suddenly become avalanched in old memories? Maybe you played this record when you and your spouse were first dating. Maybe the music brought to mind the house where you lived. This effect of bringing to mind memories through associations is called priming, and it has some pretty cool applications. Priming can affect the decisions we make as well. One of my high school teachers was quite fond of fooling people by priming them to answer incorrectly to an easy question. It went like this. You ask the person, what color are clouds? White. Okay. What is my tie made of? Silk. And what do cows drink? Milk. No, wait. Water. Yeah. Calves drink milk, but cows don't go around drinking milk. They drink water. In my opinion, I think people are likely to make the error without the previous question, but surely while we can think of the color white in phonetically similar sounds, we are more apt to think of milk than water. As for me, I would only ruin all the fun and argue, baby cows drink milk. Let's look at some applications. Advertising takes advantage of priming by subtly reminding us of the associative feeling we should have to their products. Recall the many infomercials selling tools for all the kitchen chores nobody ever had a problem with in the first place. I'm thinking of a new one on TV now that sells a device which cracks an egg for you. I had no idea this was so difficult. Then again, I'm a vegan, I don't crack eggs, so maybe I'm just not in touch. Out of touch. First, the commercial starts out with an overjoyed, overly paid actor describing just how awful it is to crack an egg open by yourself. The mess, the shells, the frustration, yuck! Now there's an easier way. Notice the scenes of the frantic actor erratically cracking open eggs all over the kitchen is in black and white, sometimes out of focus. These color attributes are not only meant to be unappealing to our senses, but also associate certain feelings we have with the face of frustration. Suffice it to say, the egomatic people want you to feel frustrated with not having their product. Lo and behold, the woman using the egg cracker wears an eternal smile and is filmed in HD, full color. We can use priming to our advantage as well. Besides becoming aware of priming as an external manipulative tool, you can organize your tasks in areas of the house associated with those tasks. My partner and I have a separate room for studying in our apartment. If we're watching TV, playing with our cats, or any other leisurely activity, we make sure to stay out of the study. By constantly associating studious activities with being in our study, we are less likely to be distracted once in that room. The presence of the room around us primes those feelings. As a student, you can also use priming to recall certain memories. If you have a list of terms to memorize, for example, associate each term with objects in the classroom. If you want to remember the definition of priming, think about the three concurrent pictures on the wall. Three is a prime number. In those pictures, there are people, maybe old anatomical drawings of the brain. You can associate those items with memory and association. Now you'll remember priming is the term for that definition and vice versa. And that's our episode of Psycho Crap. Join us next time. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm ABVegan. AbVegan.